Good morning, boys. You have any things we should pray for this morning?
Yeah.
What's that?
Did you what?
Prayer request? All right, let's pray. Kind Heavenly Father, we just come before you and thank you for your goodness and your mercy, Father. For the rest that we could have, Father, to strengthen our bodies and for a new day. It shows again your patience and your mercy to all people, Father. Just thank you. We just pray for people everywhere, those that have no love to you, Father, that they could come to you, Father, and change their mind, their heart, so that they could be part of your kingdom, Father. We pray for those that are seeking at this time, especially, and brothers around the world. Just thank you for this day that we can assemble this way, Father. Just give us courage and wisdom. Just pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't we have your, not your verses, but your accounts that you were supposed to, some punishment that helped you.
When you got chastened by your father.
Yeah, when you got disciplined or chastened by your father, that helped you to learn a lesson, I think, or something like that. Is that right, Brian? All right. Why don't we start here? John, we'll just go that way, just come around this way and end with the bigger boys. So be ready when it's your turn.
I was throwing stones and hit somebody in the head, and then I got punished, and I learned that I should be kind to my brothers and sisters.
James. Get up and be ready.
Pull out, Mama, Grandma Scarlett, then we had to. Then I got punished. Then we had to replant it, and I learned that I should leave other people's things alone.
One time, I Caleb. Mocked somebody, and I got punished for it, and I knew that that was very bad.
Once we had to pick rocks there. Garden, and I told Judah that he couldn't throw a rock at me, and he threw it and it hit my head. And I said that he was wicked, and I learned not to say that people are wicked.
Once at our land, I hit Jackson with a stick, and then I got punished for it, so I learned not to do it again.
I talked back to Mom, and I got spanked, and I learned not to do that.
Once I had to push a wheelbarrow of wood, and I didn't want to do it, so I dumped my load out, and I had to do more loads, and I learned how to not try to get out of work.
Last week, we were out picking produce. And I was poking and not listening to Walter and Harvey. Then I got disciplined and learned not to poke.
One time I said stir fries ugly, and then Mom made me eat more. I learned not to grumble out food.
One time I told Mom that all the cows were looking at me, and Mom spanked me. It was a lie.
One time I got disciplined and learned to obey right away.
Sometimes when I do dishes, I poke, and so we have a timer, and if I don't get done, I have to skip a meal. I learned not to poke.
I took the sewing machines out of the camper when I wasn't supposed to, and I had to, and Daddy talked to me.
One time we destroyed somebody else's tent, I got punished, and I learned that I should leave other people's things alone.
One time, I didn't do my chores, and I needed to skip a meal, and then I learned if I want to eat, I need to do my chores.
I learned to not interrupt, because if I did, Dad will let me wait longer.
I'm a bad boy, but I had to get a lot of spankings, and I had to listen, and I was a better boy.
One time, I was picking okra, and we were playing around on the bikes instead of picking okra, and then when we came in, we didn't get anything but squash for supper. We learned not to poke when we pick okra.
If food is put in front of me, I have to be grateful and eat all of it up. Or I have to eat it meal and meal until it's done.
One time me and Roger were shooting bow and arrow back and forth. We were just using sticks, but then I shot an arrow and it hit Clayton on the forehead, and so Daddy broke all my store-bought arrows.
One time, right after Willie was born, it was my turn to stay home, and I didn't want to, and I cried, so Daddy disciplined me, and I learned not to, and said it was rebellion.
One time, we were supposed to clean out the barn, and instead we played, and then when we were supposed to be done, Daddy came, and we weren't done, so he had to punish us.
One time my dad told me to move some wood in behind our building, and there was some big piece of wood and trash that I didn't want to move, so I stacked it along the fence, and my dad came home and asked who put it there, and I told him I put it there, and I had to stack the wood outside in the dark, and I had to skip supper. I learned to, when I'm supposed to do work, just do it all the way and not halfway.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe get the little boys out of the way and then let the big boys come up, maybe. That's okay. All right, let's read. I think we're ready for Psalm 16. Let's read. Hearken, O Lord of my righteousness, attend to my petition, give ear to my prayer, not utter with deceitful lips. Let my judgment come forth from thy presence. Let mine eyes behold righteousness. Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me by night. Thou hast tried me as with fire, and unrighteousness has not been found in me. I am purposed that my mouth shall not speak amiss. As for the works of men, by the words of thy lips I have guarded myself from hard ways. Direct my steps in thy path, that my steps slip not. I have cried, for thou heardst me, O God. Incline thine ear to me, and hearken to my words. Show the marvels of thy mercies. Thou that savest them that hope in thee, keep me as the apple of the eye from those that resist thy right hand. Thou shalt screen me by the covering of thy wings from the face of the ungodly that have afflicted me. Mine enemies have compassed about my soul. They have enclosed themselves with their own fat. Their mouth has spoken pride. They have now cast me out and compassed me round about. They have set their eyes so as to bow them down to the ground. They laid wait for me as a lion ready for prey, and like a lion's whelp, dwelling in secret places. Arise, O Lord, prevent them and cast them down. Deliver my soul from the ungodly. Draw thy sword because of the enemies of thine hand. O Lord, destroy them from the earth. Scatter them in their life. Though their belly has been filled with thy hidden treasures, they have been satisfied with uncleanness and have left the remnant of their possessions to their babes. But I shall appear in righteousness before thy face. I shall be satisfied when thy glory appears. Early on here, this is a prayer of David, but in verse 3, Thou hast proved mine heart, thou hast visited me by night, thou hast tried me as with fire, and unrighteousness has not been found in me. I am purposed that my mouth shall not speak amiss. And that's some of the things that you boys are learning. Your accounts that you gave this morning, the chastisement of your fathers here at this time, your earthly fathers are helping you to get to that place where David is saying that he is without. The Lord tried him through fire, and no unrighteousness was found in him. And 4, as for the works of men, now, yours might not read the same, but I like what it says here, or what he's saying. As for the works of men, by the words of thy lips, I have guarded myself from hard ways. So he's saying, by the words of your lips, God, the things that you said, by those things, I have guarded myself from hard ways. See, if he wouldn't have listened to that, he would have had a hard road to hoe. But he listened, and he guarded himself from hard ways. And also towards the end here, in verse 14, when he talks about his enemies, then there at the end he says, they have been satisfied with uncleanness. They were satisfied with bad things. And it reminded me of chapter 11, 5 in the Septuagint. I think it's chapter 10. But anyway, where he says, the Lord tries the righteous and the ungodly, and he that loves unrighteousness likes bad things, likes unrighteousness. He hates his own soul. So if we love bad things or unrighteousness, things that are not right, we're hating our own soul. And also early on he said something about his prayer that he's praying with lips that aren't deceitful. I had to think sometimes we're to pray for our enemies, right? And we know that, so we have an enemy. Well, okay, I need to pray for him. And we pray for him, for our enemy, that, you know, he would learn to do well, or so that good could come to him. But at the same time, we kind of like to see him, you know, something bad happen to him. That's praying with deceitful lips. Not as David was saying. He was praying without deceitful lips. He was being truthful in all that he was praying. His heart was truthful in the right place. Any questions? I didn't think of anything yet for you next week. I'll just probably tell you tonight. So you're dismissed. A few years ago, my chore was to milk the cow, and I wasn't very diligent about it. It took me a lot longer than it should have, and I did it consistently for a while. And Dad told me if I wouldn't stop, he wouldn't let me go to work for a few months, and it happens. I learned just to get my work done quick and diligently when I was supposed to.
On the job one, I was being lazy and not getting my job, so Dad took me out to the... And then I got my job done. One day on the way to church, a few years ago, I wasn't careful with the Bibles, and after they had warned me several times, so we had to stop and get some disciplining. So I learned to be more careful with the jobs I'm given.
When I was younger, dishes, we had to get our dishes done, you know, quickly. Or in a good, timely fashion, and I was just poking around, I guess, not getting it done. So when the school van left for school, I was just left there, and then Mother had to take me in later, and that was just all part of training me how to work.
One time, we were misbehaving, or it was, I don't know, we didn't sit down when we were supposed to, like at meal time. So we had to eat cauliflower instead of the regular meal. We learned not to poke around.
Growing up, my ideas often conflicted with Dad's doing work and just lots of stuff I thought my way would be better, but I learned that doing it your father's way is always better if you don't think that way right then.
One time when I was 12 years old, I think, or maybe 10 years old, I was instructed to sweep. My mom told me to sweep the basement floor, which is carpet, with a broom. And I thought that was I just didn't think that was a good idea at all. And then she told my uncle, and he had a talk with me, and that was enough to get me a little closer to doing what I was told. Just talking to a man, I guess.
I don't remember how old I was, but we were at my grandparents' house, and I probably got mad about something, and I used the Lord's name, and my mom scolded me and took me to the bathroom and made me wash my mouth out with soap, and I never said it again. I still was just like, whoa.
When I was probably 7, I'd wash my hands and there wasn't a towel on the wall, so I just rinsed all over the wall and it messed up the wall a little bit. And my parents had asked if I had done that, and I told them no, but they knew that I had, and so they whooped me, and I learned not to lie.
When I was about 13, we were having breakfast one day. And we had a can of real maple syrup from Canada. And my dad was like, well, just make sure to not use too much. And I smarted off and said, well, we can't afford enough. And then he reached across the table and slapped me. And I learned not to question my dad's ability to provide and to watch my tongue a little bit.
I remember, can't remember how old I was, but we were supposed to be putting in tomato paste, and we didn't, or... I can't remember what for sure happened, but anyways, we ended up getting a whipping for it. And anyways, at that time, I don't know of any time that I got a whipping at that point that I learned something, but over the years, I can see it really helped, and I'm very thankful for everyone I got.
I was doing work one time, and I didn't want to do it, so I did all around and didn't do it good enough, and my parents made me do it, and it took me twice as long to do it, to get done, because I didn't do it right the first time.
I can't remember any specific time that I got
beat and actually learn something from it. But I know that I was pretty young, and each beating's made me learn a lot. So I just can't think of a situation that it was.
Just working for Jimmy Joe from time to time, I've got in trouble, and he's got on me for stuff that things that sometimes weren't really even just a mistake that I couldn't even help making. And when I stop to think about it and just think about all the things that I was irresponsible on that I didn't get in trouble for, that I just realize that I could have gotten trouble, a lot more trouble, for things that I really did need some correction on, that just when putting things into perspective, that I should have got a lot more trouble for. But he didn't even really say much about some of the things that were probably a lot worse than the little mistakes that weren't that big of a deal. But